CFW FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
My Spanish Harlem. There must be some kind of
Highway 53 meets 29, 1057 CFW.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
And if we
for the latest news, weather, and sports for the Chippewa Valley in Wisconsin, check out our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the 93.5 The Tap news team have you covered on all the spring elections, breaking news and stories throughout western Wisconsin. Reset your presets for 93.5 The Tap and 105.7 CFW. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Flamenco dance, you know she dances while his father plays. never be lonely. Said I'm never gonna be lonely. I wanna be a lion. Yeah. Everybody wanna pass as cats. We all wanna be big, big stars. Yeah, but we got different reasons for that. Believe in me, 'cause I don't believe in anything. And I wanna be someone to believe.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15.
Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers.
Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to summerjamwi.com and get your tickets.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. According to organization officials, the grant funding will be spread out over 5 years and will focus on underrepresented populations in the state. The Department of Workforce Development reported record numbers for apprenticeships in 2024, supporting industries like construction and manufacturing. The organization's Apprenticeship Pathway Coalition initiative will oversee the funding. The Wisconsin State Senate voted to approve an overhaul of Department of Public Instruction's state test standards on Tuesday. The legislation has now passed both the Assembly and State Senate and will head to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The legislation would reset state report card standards to the levels set in the 2021-2022 school year for high schoolers and the 2019-2020 levels for younger students. Governor Tony Evers says he will likely veto the legislation and that the Department of Public Instruction should be determining test standards. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced the establishment of an endowment fund in partnership with the Eau Claire Community Foundation. According to a press release, the North Lakes Community Clinic Fund will seek to provide resources for exploring evidence-based interventions through pilot programs in the region and maintain existing patient support services. Organization officials say the funding will help drive new initiatives focused on integrated care and connect area patients with clinical services and a support network. The Chippewa Falls School District will host a public hearing on Wednesday to update area residents on plans to revise elementary school boundary lines. The hearing will be held at 6:15 tonight in the Chippewa Falls Middle School Auditorium. The district has been considering boundary adjustments in an effort to prevent the permanent closure of a school. In recent weeks, the Elementary Boundary Review Committee expressed optimism that targeted boundary adjustments would be the most effective method of restructuring the district. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
CFW. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down, 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 down. And sugar, we're going down, swing it. I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down.
CFW.
All your life, all your best. When's your daddy gonna talk to you?